connect your call, press 2.
Yo, what happened, ma'am? Why did you hang up the call?
Because I'm not interested in talking about it. I don't trust you.
I'm not here to
tell
you.
Don't trust on me.
I'm not telling you that. You have to trust on me. I know you are a customer. You are getting this kind of call each and every day. But this is not like that. All right, I'm not here to waste your time and my time as well. I'm just working. That is the reason I called you. Alright.
Well, you can't fix it. How can you fix it?
Yes, that is the reason I called you, madam, because not only you, in your locality, more than 300 customers, they are also become a victim of same problem. So right now, we are working and we are calling each and everyone.
And you're fixing it right now, are you?
Yeah, we are working on it, ma'am, because you're one of our valuable customers, so your safety and security is our responsibility. Alright.
Okay, well, that's what you said. You're telling me you're fixing it. Well, that's okay. Just fix it then.
Yeah, we are working, ma'am. Before giving you the call, we are trying to resolve all the problem from our side, but we can see the problem is not from your side, ma'am. By the way, ma'am, where is the router right now, your internet router?
My router? You mean the little box?
Yes, I've got it here.
Could you please check
what color lights do you see on it?
It's green.
Total how many green lights, ma'am? 1, 2, 3.
Three green lights.
Three green. And out of three, how many of them are flashing?
None of them are flashing.
None of them are flashing.
One's blue because you're speaking to me on the phone.
And in back of that box, how many cables are connected?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not into cables and stuff. There are about four or something. I don't know.
The power cable, the internet cable, the landline cable, and your DSL.
Yeah, and the phone cable. And I'm very tempted to get rid of the phone.
Okay. Well, as per my reports, ma'am, I can see in my system that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services and the security of that router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsiders, they are automatically connected to your internet. Due to that reason, sometimes it is getting dropped out. Just because all the services and security are getting divided with those people who are active in your lines.
Well, look, if there's a problem with the internet, just get it fixed. There must be some people that can fix it.
Yeah, we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case, ma'am, if we found any kind of major problem with your router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line. Okay?
Whatever you have to do, are you a government person?
I work for Telstra Technical Department as an IT technician, ma'am. I'm a technical person. You can do one thing. I'm going to give you some security ID number. You can make a note of it. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen?
Yes.
And you can write down your router customer ID number, ma'am. Your router customer ID.
I don't like getting stuff like that over the phone.
I'm going to give it to you. You can write it down.
ID. All right, then. Give it
your
to me.
Router, yeah, your router customer ID, which is 888.
Yes.
Then in capital letter, D for Delta.
Mm-hmm.
C for Charlie.
C.
A for Alpha.
B. A. Yeah.
DC, ma'am. C for Charlie, then A for Alpha.
C for Charlie and L for Alpha.
A for Alpha. Yes, yes.
You've got an accent.
Yes. Then number 60.
60.
Give a hyphen.
Hmm?
Number 7.
Yep. 7.
D for Delta.
E.
D for Delta.
Oh, B. B.
No, D. D for Delta.
Oh, D. Okay, D. Okay.
Yeah, the number 062.
062.
Yeah, check it, ma'am. It should be like 888. BCA 860-70062. Okay?
Okay.
This is your router customer ID number. And why I have given you this customer ID, ma'am, you know, because nowadays not only you, most of our customers, they are also complaining us that they're getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet.
No, we get nuisance calls all the time.
Even you are also getting calls? What type of calls?
Oh, just nuisance calls saying that they're doing a survey and that sort of thing. No, that's stupid. Stupid calls. Mm-hmm.
Don't respond that type of call, because nowadays, ma'am, not only you, each and every customer are complaining us about this nuisance call. And let me tell you, ma'am, if any person calls you up, ask them about your router customer ID number. If they will provide you this ID, it means they are legit company. They can talk to them. Otherwise, don't talk to them. Simply hang up the call. Okay?
Okay.
And I would like to request you, ma'am, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or over the telephone, because this is a very unique code of your router. Okay?
So how many phone calls are you making today?
Today you are my fourth customer, and our engineers are working. We are calling more than 300 customers in your locality, ma'am. All right. And let me tell you, ma'am, right now we are working. We are upgrading some security into your internet line because some of the hackers are found inside it. And I forgot to tell you one thing. Keep it on your mind whenever you are going to receive any calls regarding your internet or your computer problem. You don't have to give this information. All the time you have to ask about it. That, do you know what my customer ID is? If they are really calling you from Telstra, then 100% they are going to provide your details to you. Yeah?
Well, how do I know that somebody from your department who knows this number, and I say, what's my ID number, and they give it to me?
No,
if they're not
right
being...
Now.
But they're not being truthful.
No, only two people know this ID number. One is the user of this internet and one is the provider of your internet. You can do one thing, ma'am, right now. Is your computer is on or it's off right now?
No, I'm not putting it on today.
Oh, we have already upgraded the security inside it. Could you please go ahead and check whether it is working or not? Because I need to make a report of it.
Well, it is working. I'll just switch it on and say it's working.
We are working.
I don't like these sort of phone calls. I really don't, because I don't know whether to trust you.
I'm not telling you to have to trust on me. You can see each and everything in front of you. Then after you can decide. I know
yes,
you are
but
a
I
customer.
Mean, but I can remember some years ago, people would ring up and tell me to switch my computer on, and then so that they can tell me what to do. So I mean, and I discovered that they were scam people. They didn't. Mm-hmm. They were just. You know, just start saying anything. Just to get me to switch it on. But it switched on and it's come on straight away and it's okay.
You can do one thing, ma'am. For your satisfaction, what I will do, I have already given you your customer ID number. So I'm going to tell you how you can check your customer ID number. If you see that ID will matches on, then only talk to me. Otherwise, don't talk to me as well. Okay? For your satisfaction, I will do it for you. You can do one thing first of all. Try to check your computer whether it is working or not.
It is working.
Right now your computer is on?
It's coming on now, yes.
Okay, all right. Once it will be completely on, ma'am, do let me, okay?
Oh, look, I don't want to do this. If there's a problem, I can get somebody to come in. I can ring up somebody to come in. I can get my son-in-law to come and fix it, or somebody.
Definitely.
You just worry me when you're just a stranger on the phone talking to me about this, because
the government
tells us not to take any notice of people.
I told you, ma'am, we are working on it, and if you want, I'm going to tell you how you can check your customer ID. If you see that ID will matches down, then only talk to me, otherwise don't talk to me. I'm telling you again and again. All right?
Yes. Hang on. Yes, it's on. Everything's on.
Okay, do you know how to check the speed of your internet?
The speed? Well, no, I don't, but the speed's okay. It's come on straight away.
You don't know how to check the speed? What are the speed you are getting right now?
Well, I don't know. It's just come on straight away, so it must be a proper speed.
You can do one thing. Where is your... do you use Google, ma'am? Google?
Yes, I do.
Open up your Google, please. Open your Google.
Okay. How do I know that I can trust you?
You can see each and everything, ma'am. You can check everything. Open up your Google.
Well, I pressed it, but it's not opening yet. Yes, it's coming up now.
Once your Google is open, ma'am, you can type in the Google, Telstra speed test.
What was that I can put in?
You need to put in there, Telstra speed test.
Telstra
speed test.
Speed test.
Yes. And search for it and let me know what are the options come up on your screen.
Well, I don't think I should be doing this.
You can check everything, ma'am.
How do I know you're not getting into my computer?
If any point of time, if you can see that somebody is trying to take the control of your computer, simply hang up the call and switch off your computer.
I'm thinking I should probably hang up now.
No, we are not allowed to do that, ma'am. If you are thinking that I'm going to take access of your computer, then you are absolutely wrong because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose and we're not allowed.
Yes, but
to...
you're just telling me that. How do I know that? Anyone could ring that and say it's for, you know, security and all the rest of it. Probably any sort of story.
They're very clever these days. What we are doing here, I'm going to show you that, then you will have a better idea. I know you're a customer, you have a lot of questions on your mind. I can understand. If I had been in your place, I'm also getting suspicious of these things, ma'am. But we know what we are doing here. All right, don't
trust. Yes, but anyone can ring up and tell me that they know what they're doing. They have done. People have tried to get into my computer telling me they know what they're doing.
Don't trust on my words. You can see each and everything, and I told you, ma'am, if any point of time, if you can see that somebody is touching your mouse, somebody is using your computer, simply hang up the call and switch off your computer. I'm telling you.
Well, you've already told me that, and you've given me an ID number, and you told me to Telstra speed test in the Google section. I can do that. Well, I don't really want to do it now.
You can do it, ma'am, so that I can make a report what are the speed you are getting right now, or engineers are waiting for the report.
Well, how do I know if I do this, you're going to get into my computer?
Ma'am, you don't have to give me any ID or anything, madam. If until and unless you've given me any password, we are not allowed to take the control of your computer. All right, think logically, madam. You need to search for a speed test and let me know what come up. Well, what's come up on your screen, ma'am?
Hang on. It's a Telstra's Technic...
Speed test, ma'am.
Telstra Communications Company.
No. You need to type in the Google, Telstra Speed Test.
Okay. Telstra. Hang on. I'm not spelling it right. You've got me all mucked up and I'm not spelling right.
Oh, okay.
Hang on. I've got to go back. Hang on, I've got these glasses on. Tell us the speed test.
Yeah, you can search for it and let me know what are the options come up on your screen.
It's got Telstra speed test, NBN speed test, smartphone.
No.
What does all that mean?
Can you see the first option is speed test Telstra?
Yes.
You need to click on it, then you will go to the official website of Telstra Speed Test from where you can measure the speed of your broadband. And when you click on it, ma'am, what come up on your screen?
Speed test?
Yes.
It's got a circle with a go. It says go in the middle of it.
Yeah, click on go. When you click on go, you will get three options, ping, download and upload. You need to tell me one by one what are the ping speed you are getting, what are the download and upload speed you are getting.
I don't know. Where will I find all this? It's got ping 23 and it's got download 276 got nine. And it's got a look like a clock. Saying 4.6. Well, I don't know what I'm looking at.
4.6. It is an upload speed.
Two 6.9 Mbps.
Okay.
And 4.6 Mbps.
Upload speed.
Yeah,
I got it, ma'am. If you don't mind, can I ask you how old is your computer, ma'am, this one which you are using?
Oh, about 5 years.
5 years. Well,
according
to my reports, I can see in my system the download and the upload speed which you are supposed to get, that is 80 Mbps, 80 megabytes per second. But right
eight,
now,
the eight,
down,
eight,
eight, 0
8 megabytes.
No, 80, ma'am. 80. 80
megabytes.
Yeah, megabytes per second, the download and upload. But right now, the download speed which you are getting, that is 26.9 Mbps, and the upload is very slow, that is less than 5 Mbps, right? I think, ma'am, some of the major services of your router are not working. Why it is not working, I need to check those router services.
I don't want to do it over the phone. Someone to come in, not over the phone.
But before that, let me make a report. All right, let me make a report first. You can do one thing. You can close this page, ma'am. Close it.
Yes.
And come back to your home screen. Come to your normal home screen.
Yes.
And you can do one thing. Have a look on your computer screen. At the extreme left-hand side bottom corner, what do you see?
What do I see?
Your left-hand side extremely bottom corner of your screen.
It's got just a little window type square.
Yeah, you need that is a start option, right? And just right next to start,
it's got type here for to search.
Yes, right. Where you can see type here to search, you can click on it and type in there system. S-Y-S-T-E-M. System.
Hang on. S-Y-S-T-E-M.
Yes, system. And when you have type system, what are the options come up on your screen?
Oh, hang on. It's got systems.
After typing system.
Microsoft Teams. I'll just write. Hang on.
Okay.
S-Y-S.
After typing system.
Hang on.
Your screen.
What comes up? It's got system restore update info rock properties the settings.
At the very top you will get an option there, system configuration. Can you see that?
System configuration.
Yeah, click on it, ma'am. Click on system configuration. And after clicking on system configuration, you will get a system configuration window. In that window, at the very top, can you see there is some tabs over there like general, boot,
system configuration.
Yeah.
Startup selection.
Above to that, can you see general, boot, services, startup and tools?
What?
Where you can see startup, just above to that, can you see general, boot.
Oh, general, boot, services, startup. Tools.
Yeah, you can click on services, ma'am. Click on services. And after clicking on services, you will get four columns. Service, where you can see all of your security's name, manufacturer, which is Microsoft Corporation. And
yeah, software. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and status. You need to tell me the status only. All the services are running or some of them are getting started.
Yeah, they're all running. Oh, wait a minute. It's got running.
Which one is not running?
It's got all something, router service, Microsoft Corporation stopped.
Router service is not working. And apart from this, ma'am, apart from this?
And there's Microsoft Corporation Access. They've got stopped this on, and they've got running, and then stopped this Microsoft Corporation, application identity, something else, readiness.
That is a stop? That is a stop?
That's a stop, yeah.
Okay.
That's just two stops, and then running, stop.
Let me tell
State
you, ma'am.
Service.
Let me tell you, ma'am, these are the major services of your internet router which are not working. These are getting stopped by the hacker. Actually, the thing is that, ma'am, somehow the hacker, they have got your IP address. Do you know what is the meaning of IP address?
ID address?
IP, ma'am. IP stands for Internet Protocol. Like, in our country, every person has driver's license for the identification. So every internet user has their own IP address. That is called Internet Protocol. Somehow.
Well, I've never heard of that. No one's ever told me that. I don't know.
Because
I don't know what it is.
You're not a technical person, ma'am. Because you're not a technical person, you don't have any idea about this. We are working on studied for.
Well, how am I supposed to have an ID, whatever, if I'm not told? ID address.
You don't know how to check your IP address?
Oh, look, I can't do anymore. This is, it's too stressful. I can't handle it.
I can understand, ma'am. You're not a technician. That is the reason you are not handling.
Well,
would you just give me
an ID, whatever. Just give it to me.
I'm not going to give it to you, ma'am, because this call is recorded. So I'm going to tell you how you can check it. All right? And let me
all
tell
right,
you,
well,
let me tell
keep
you,
keep it simple.
Yeah, somehow the hackers, they have got your internet IP address, and through your IP address, they are trying to sneak inside in your router. And whatever the major services you are having, they are trying to stop all the major services so that they can easily get the access of your internet. And if you scroll down the page, ma'am, slowly, if you scroll it down, you will see there is a lot of services, more than 200 services.
Oh, dear, well, why can't I get somebody in to do it for me?
Sorry, what did you say?
Why can't I get a service person in to do it for me?
Right now we are working, ma'am. We are working because, you know...
Yeah, but you're not here. You're not here. You're not in my house.
Don't worry,
I don't know you.
We are here through online because we are working on it. Because you know what, ma'am? This is not convenient at the moment to, like, visit all of our customer halls because this is a very high time for your internet. All right. Not only you, all of our customers are facing this problem nowadays. And you know what, ma'am, what the hacker is doing through the internet, they are trying to sneak inside in your computer and whatever.
But you know what? I've heard that a person will ring up and say that they're going to fix it because of a hacker, and they're a hacker themselves.
No, ma'am. Might be, ma'am, if I had been a hacker, I don't need your help and permission. I can easily get the access of your router, and I can easily get into your computer, ma'am. All right. But this is not like that. But let me ask you, ma'am, basically, what do you do over the internet?
Sorry, what do I do?
Yeah, basically, over the internet.
Well, basically, I don't do a lot at the moment, but I just check my bank account, and I just check, and I just get emails, and that's
Facebook,
something like
Twitter,
that. But a few years
Instagram.
Ago, I used to, my husband and I used to put little films together for ourselves. And I know how to do that, but I've forgotten how to do it now because he died 6 years ago, so I've forgotten what to do. So that's all. So I just check I can just check it for, if I want to look at
email
something.
And your personal thing, you mean, right?
Yeah, just personal.
Let me tell you, ma'am, it is my humble request to you, until and unless the problem gets fixed up, please do not try to do any online activities like email, shopping, banking and all. Because
no, I don't do shopping.
Yeah, because, you know, this is a very confidential thing. Right now, whatever the things you are doing or whatever the information you are putting, all of your personal data and personal information are leaking right now. So it is my humble request to you, until and unless we change your router or we fix up all the problem, don't try to do any kind of your official work or any confidential thing over the internet, okay?
Okay.
And you can do one thing, ma'am, if you want to, you told me that how you can check your IP address, right? So let me tell you how you can check it so that you can make sure that you are speaking to the right person or not. You can do one thing, ma'am. You can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it.
close it.
Yeah,
close the whole thing down.
Yeah, and come to your normal home screen.
Okay.
Yeah, after that, have a look on the left-hand side bottom corner again. Can you see type here to search?
Yes, search, yes.
Yeah, you can click on it and type in there, C for Charlie.
Sorry, do what?
Yeah, click on it and type in there, C for Charlie.
C.
M for mother.
M.
B for Delta.
D.
Yeah, then you will get an option over there, command prompt. Can you see that, command prompt?
Command prompt, yes.
Yes, open the command prompt, ma'am. Open it, and when you open it, you will get a black window. Can you see that?
Yes.
This black window is the brain of your internet system, and by the help of this black window, you can check all of your information and you can check the status as well. Inside the black window, can you see there is a cursor is flashing?
Yes.
Where the cursor is flashing, you can type in there net, N-E-T, net.
N, oh, at the command at the top, or if the whole thing's black.
Yeah, where the cursor is flashing in the black.
Yes. Box,
where the cursor is flashing, you can type net, N-E-T, net.
N-E-T.
Yeah, then S.
Oh, it has. No, it has. Nothing's come in.
Nothing's
coming. It's flashing, but nothing's coming in.
Oh, try to first of all click on the box, ma'am. Give a click on the box, then type. Give a single click on the box, then type net.
Oh, God. Nothing's coming.
First of all, click inside the box, ma'am. Click inside the box where the cursor is flashing.
Well, there's no box. It's just a whole big black screen with it's got C users, and it's got my name, and it's got something. It's got, oh, hang on, wait a minute. Oh, God, I don't know. You've got me all confused.
Can you see there is a little cursor which is blinking?
I've got, yes, and I've put net.
Yeah, then S for sugar.
S. Okay.
T for tango.
T.
A for alpha.
A.
And T for tango.
T.
Yeah, what do you have typed, ma'am? Read it back to me.
NetStat.
Yeah, do you have any idea about NetStat?
No, I don't know what you're talking about, no.
I can tell you NetStat is the short form of networking status, and it will be show you the status and the performance of your internet. Now from your keyboard, press enter and let me know what come up. Press enter.
Enter. Okay.
It's got
active connections.
Yes, right. Active connections means, ma'am, that these people are successfully active now. These people are successfully accessing your internet now. And below the active connections, you will get four columns, proto, local address, foreign address, and state. Have a look on the second column. In the second column, can you see local address? And just below the local address, can you see there is a number, the first one?
Yes, there's several
the
numbers.
One. Yeah, the first one is your...
Start two.
Ma'am, don't tell me. Ma'am, don't tell me. We are not allowed to ask you. Let me tell you, ma'am, the number... The first number is your IP address, is your local IP address. And it is my humble request to you, ma'am, do not share your local IP address to anyone or over the telephone, because if any person gets your IP address, they can easily get the access of your internet. Now, below the local address, just right next to the local address, you will see foreign address, right?
You've got local address and a lot of numbers.
Address. Yeah, then foreign address.
And then foreign address, yes.
Yeah, below the foreign address, can you see some different type of number, some alphanumeric number?
Yes, different numbers.
Yeah, these are the foreign IP addresses which I'm talking about. These are the foreign IP addresses which are getting connected to your internet from Russia and Asia. These are active from outside our country. I don't know where they are using, but they are found into your IP address. And just right next to the foreign address, you will see the state column, right? State?
State, yes.
And below this state, ma'am, what do you see? Tell me so that I can make a report of it.
It's established.
Total how many established, ma'am? Total.
1, 2, 3, 4 established.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Is that eight different countries?
Eight established, ma'am. Eight established.
Yes, yes, and some time wait. Time wait.
Some time wait. Okay, let me tell you, ma'am. The foreign people who says established, it means, ma'am, that these foreign people are successfully established into your networking system. These foreign people have got the access of your internet line. And the foreign people, ma'am, who says time wait, it means, ma'am, they was trying to get into your computer. But somehow they are unable to connect it, ma'am. That is the reason they are still waiting for it. So this is your networking status says that without your permission and without your knowledge, there are some other foreign people who are successfully established into your networking system. So what we need to do is, ma'am, we need to go ahead and block this foreign IP address as soon as possible. And we need to start all the services which are getting stopped by the hacker, your router services. So you can do one thing, ma'am. You can close this black window as well. Close it.
Close it now?
Yes, yes. Close it.
Yes.
And once again, on the left-hand side bottom corner, where you can see type here to search, you can click on it and type in there run. R-U and run.
Run. R-U-N.
Yeah, right.
Yes, then, run. Yes.
Yeah, then press enter after that, ma'am. Press enter.
Mm-hmm.
And what come up on your screen after that?
Another little windows come up. It's got type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource and windows you open.
For you.
Oh, God. My finger touched the screen and a whole lot of other stuff come up. Oh, that's all my typing things came up.
Typing things?
Oh, you know, my what do you call it? Thing that I type on.
Okay, no problem. You can, on the left-hand side bottom corner, where you can see type here to search, you can click on it and type again, run. R-U-N, run.
On the type, this little one that's come up, it said, type the name of the program, folder, document. Oh, it says run at the top.
Yeah, right. In that box, can you see that there is a white little open panel where you can type and open something?
Mm-hmm.
Is something so, is written on it or it's blank?
It's the where it's the little one that's the type in, that's blank. There's nothing in that.
Okay, you can type in there. You can type over there.
Telstra
support. Telstra support. All should be in one word, okay?
T E L S T R A support.
Support. Yeah, all should be in one word.
S U P.
Yeah, double P. Double
P O R. No, P.
Yeah, S-U-W-P-O-R-T.
Oh, hang on. O-R-T.
T, T-Ball Tango. T-Ball Tango, okay?
Oh, T? You, I thought you said P.
No, Delta Support, ma'am. Support.
T. Yeah, okay.
What
as you can see, I'm not very good at spelling. You wouldn't believe it. I had a good education. I can read and speak Italian and read it and some French. And I read all the time, but I still can't spell. I don't know why.
No problem, ma'am. No problem. After Telstra support, then type 01, number 01.
Oh, hang on.
Number one.
Hang on. I've got to cut the PC. Okay. Telstra support.
Yeah, the number 0, number 1.
Hang on. Number 0, 1.
Number, yeah, then give a dot.
A dot.
Yeah, then W for William.
W.
E for England.
A for England.
E for England again.
W-A-A.
Yeah, then B for Bravo.
B.
L for Lima.
L.
Y
L.
for Yankee.
Y.
Then dot com.
Dot C O M.
Yeah, could you please read it back to me, the complete sentence? What you
www.telstrasupport01.weebly.com.
Right. After that, ma'am, click on OK and let me know what come up. Click on OK.
Okay.
Yeah, and what come up after that, let me know.
Oh, nothing. Oh, hang on. Another window's come up. It's just the... It looks like my window that comes up. This site can't be reached, it says.
Oh, I think you made a mistake. No problem, close it, ma'am. Close it.
I made a mistake? Where the hell can I make mistakes?
You can close it, ma'am. Let me check. Close it. And what do you see after that?
Nothing.
Okay, on the left hand side bottom corner where you can see type where to search, you can click
mm-hmm.
on it and type
yes.
in there run, R-U-N, run.
R-U-N.
Yeah, then
yep.
press enter. And what come up after, yeah, what come up after that?
Well, there's another window that's come up and it's got www.telstra support.
Yeah, spell it for me, ma'am. Yeah, spell it for me.
T-E-L-S-T-R-A-S-U... Oh, I forgot to put double P in there.
Oh, I told you, you made a mistake, I think.
I made a mistake, so I'll have to go back and fix it.
Okay.
Hang on. I'll go to... There. Hang on. I can't see very well here. Backspace. Hang on. I'll go back a bit more. Oh, damn
it. You're going slowly, slowly, all right?
Mm-hmm. Right, now I've got to put a double P there.
Yes.
P. S-U-P-P-O-R-T, is it right?
Yes.
O-R-T.
01.
And then 01 dot W-E-E-B-L-Y dot com.
Yes, right.
Yes.
Then click on OK after that. Click on OK after that. After clicking on OK, what come up on your
yes,
screen?
I've clicked on it. It's starting to come up. Just my own. Oh, and it just says, it still says this site can't be reached.
Okay.
And it's got the check. If these type something. Type up in www.telstrasupport.
Close it again, ma'am. Close it again.
Oh, gosh, I can't do this.
Close it. And once again, on the left-hand side bottom corner, where you can see type here to search, click on it and type in there, run, R-U-N, run.
R-U-N, okay.
Yeah. Then press enter.
Enter?
Yeah, and you can check, ma'am, what you have typed. Check it very carefully.
www.telstrasupport. Is that an R in there or? I don't think it's an R. I think it's something else.
And make sure, ma'am, don't put any spaces. All right? All should be in
one. No. I won't.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. Let me have a look. WTELSTRASUPPORT 01.
That should be 0, not O, okay? 01, all right?
Yeah, 01.
Yes, dot.
It's with an O and a
no,
1,
not,
a C.
No, not O, ma'am, not O. That should be 0.
Zero. Hang on, I'll just do that.
You need to type from the number side of your keyboard where you can see 0. You need to type that 0.
0. Can't I just put... Zero.
Yeah,
01. Spell it?
No, you don't need to spell. Number 0, figure 0, ma'am. Figure 0.
Just a note?
Yeah, just a note, ma'am. You don't need to...
Oh, okay. Okay. Note?
1.
Oh, you said no space.
Yeah, no spaces, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll make a space there. So it's not.
Ma'am, if you are facing some trouble, shall I give you another word, another sentence?
No. 01.
Yes.
www.wevly.com.
Right, and there is no spaces between any word, between Telstra, between support and Telstra, there is no spaces, okay?
And what about, is there a dot after the 1?
Yes, after the 1 there should be a dot.
Yes, okay, there's a dot after that and there's a dot after the little word there, and then com.com.
Yeah. Click on okay and check this time.
Okay. There's that little thing there that, you know, when I... maybe I should have gone to the beginning because that little flash is sitting there. I'll have to take that out.
Okay.
It won't come out if I just click work. Oh, yes,
yeah.
It did. Yes, it did. Okay.
What's come up now?
I clicked on the... Okay. Oh, it says... The big screens come up with a big Telstra sign on it.
Yes, right. You will get our official Telstra support page. In that page, ma'am, below that, can you see, we will connect you to the Telstra secure server.
And there's also up here, it's got reinstall Chrome.
No, cancel it, ma'am.
I don't have Chrome.
Cancel it, ma'am. Cancel. Click on cancel,
yes.
Or close.
Yes.
Now, what do you see now?
It's just got the big screen, and it's got home services, about contact, and it's got a huge Telstra sign.
No, below that, ma'am, below that.
All right. We will connect you to the Telstra secure server.
Okay, and below
And then there's all sorts of other
partners.
Yeah,
these are all of our partners, ma'am, all these
other
companies.
A whole lot of partners.
Ma'am,
then welcome to
that.
Telstra support team.
Right, and below that you will get 3 options. Click to connect server 1, click to connect server 2, and click to connect server 3, right?
Yes,
so
what do I
click? You told me your computer is near about 5 years old, right?
Yes.
So you can click on the first one, ma'am. Click on click to connect server 1.
Click.
Yeah, click on click to connect server 1. And when you click on it, what come up on your screen?
It says, welcome to Telstra support team. I clicked on the little word says click.
Yeah, the first one. And after clicking on it, do you see any changes?
No, it just says welcome to Telstra support team.
That's it. You can do one thing. Have a look on the right hand side top, ma'am. Right hand side top. Yeah, right hand side top. Can you see there is three dots?
Three dots.
Your right-hand side, extremely top of your screen, ma'am.
Oh, top of the screen. Oh, up there three dots.
You can see there is a three dots.
Yeah.
On the right hand side top. Click on that dot. Click on three
dots.
And what are the option come up?
Hang on. Options.
Yeah, after clicking on three dots, what come up?
It's got another window and it said Chrome is out of date. I haven't got Chrome, I've just got ordinary whatever. Yeah. Got new tab, new window, new incognito window, history downloads, bookmarks.
Yeah, click on downloads. Yeah, click on downloads, ma'am. Click on downloads.
Download, hang on, where does it say download? Downloads.
Yeah, click on downloads. And after clicking on downloads, what come up?
Another window, and it says any desk.
Yes. Click on it. Click on any desk.
On the red thing or on the word?
On the word any desk, ma'am. Click on the word any desk.
Yes.
And after clicking on it, ma'am, what come up on your screen?
Nothing. Stop moving.
It is loading. Can you see there is a...
Oh, hang on. Yes, it's about to come up. Yes, I think it's come up. And it's got... What's new in any desk?
Yeah, above to that, can you see there is a 9-digit number?
Yeah, there's a number. Yes, 9-digit number.
Congratulations, ma'am. It means our Telstra secure server generate a new ID, server ID for you. Help me out with that number, which you can see. Tell me the number.
The number, my address, 426-268-563.
I think, ma'am, it should be 426-268-563.
Oh, yes, there are little spaces, yes. Sorry.
Yes, right. And where you can see this number, beside this number, you will see there is a little lock symbol.
A little lock, yes.
You click on the lock symbol, and when you click on the lock symbol, it will ask you for the password.
Oh.
First of all, click on the lock symbol, then it will ask
yes.
you for the password.
Password.
I'm going to give you our Telstra server password. You can type the password in a small letter. Telstra 123.
Mm-hmm.
Type the password Telstra.
T-E-L-T-R-A.
T-E-L-S-T-R-A. T-E-L-S-T-R-A.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Telstra.
Am I saying it wrong?
T-E-L.
Hang on. I'll do it again.
Okay.
So what is it now? It's...
Telstra. T-E-L-S-T-R-A.
T-E-L-S-T-R-A.
1, 2, 3.
That's right.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Now, below that, can you see confirm password? Below that?
Confirm password?
Yes, click on that confirm password box and type again. Telstra 123.
S-T-R-A 123.
Yeah, now
yes.
Below that, can you see there is an optional there, apply?
Permission apply.
Yeah, click on apply. Click on apply. And after clicking on apply, what come up on your screen?
Oh, there's a whole lot of another window. It's got inactive
what?
Access.
Inactive or interactive, ma'am?
Interactive access.
Okay, and apart from this, ma'am, apart from this?
And it's got only show incoming session requests if any desk in a window is open.
Okay, and apart from
And that's got a little dot in the middle of that circle. And then there's another window. It's got set password, clear all
tokens. Yeah. Can you see there is at the very middle, can you see there is a blue box?
There's another window, and it's got... Windows Defender Firewall has blocked some
firewall.
Features of this app.
Right. Our server is going to activate a firewall. You can click on Allow Access. Below that, can you see there is an option over there, Allow. You can click on Allow
Access. Yes, I've done that.
Yeah, and after that, ma'am, you can, after clicking on allow, you can do one thing. You can minimize this page. Click on the minus sign on the right-hand side top. On the right-hand side top. Yeah, can you see there is a minus sign on the right-hand side top?
Oh, yes.
Click on it.
Yes.
And after that, ma'am, what do you see on your screen?
Oh, hang on.
Yes.
Any desk?
Close it, ma'am. Close it. Close
it. Oh, close. I'll close it. Okay. Okay, it's closed.
And you can do one thing. Have a look on the left-hand side bottom corner where you can see type here to search. You can click on it. And this time you can type in there, T for Tango.
T.
A for Alpha.
A.
S for Sugar.
S.
And K for Kilo.
K.
Yeah, then press Enter from your keyboard, ma'am. Press Enter. And what come up after that?
A small window for Task Manager.
Task Manager, right. Now, below that, ma'am, at the very bottom, can you see there is an option over there, More Details. More Details. Click on it. Click on it. After clicking on...
Yes.
After clicking on More Details, at the very top left-hand side, can you see there is some tabs over there like Processes, Performance, App History.
Yes.
Click on Performance, ma'am. Click on Performance. And after clicking on Performance, you will get some graph on the left-hand side like CPU, Memory, Disk, Ethernet. You can click on Ethernet, ma'am. Click on Ethernet.
Ethernet,
Yeah, and after clicking on Ethernet, can you see there is an Ethernet graph come up on your screen?
Yes.
The graph is moving, ma'am, or it is stable?
It's moving.
Lovely. What is the speed, ma'am? The speed is working faster or it is moving slowly?
Oh, it's just going to move slowly. Not real fast.
Below that you will see there is some number is changing below that. Well,
yes.
You can see the graph. What is the maximum number, can you see?
It's got 72, 64, 72, 56, 64.
Oh my God, it's working very, very slow.
And 112, 104,
okay.
96.
Let me tell you, ma'am,
80.
By the help of this Ethernet graph bar, what we are trying to do, we are trying to block all the hackers, all the foreign people who are active into your lines. We are going to block all of them. And also we are starting all the services because according to my reports, I can see almost 63% of your router major services are not working. So we are starting all the services, but because your internet is working very, very slow, that is the reason the security is updating slowly. So you can do one thing while the service is going slowly. I need to check one more thing. You can close this window, ma'am. Close it. Let me check one more thing. Close it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Once again, on the left-hand side bottom corner, where you can see type here to search, you can click on it.
Mm-hmm.
And this time you can type in there, C for Charlie.
C.
M for Mother.
M.
D for Delta.
D.
Yeah, then press Enter from your keyboard. Press Enter. And let me know what's come up after that.
A black window has come up.
You will
some
see
writing
the black
on it.
Window. Yeah,
yes.
Inside the black window, can you see there is a cursor is flashing?
Yes.
So where the cursor is flashing, you can type in there. T for Tango, type in here. T for Tango.
T.
R for Romeo.
R.
E for England.
E.
E for England again.
E.
Then press Enter after that, ma'am. Press Enter. After pressing Enter, what do you see after that, ma'am? Let me know.
A whole lot of words are sliding up and on the screen.
Oh,
all sliding.
You mean this has started scanning?
It's sort of scanning. It's just, it's A lot of words are floating up.
Oh, lovely. It means, ma'am, it is scanning. Let it be scanned, ma'am. Once the scan will get stopped, you will get a message. You will get a message.
Okay.
Once you will get any message at the very bottom, let me know, okay?
Yeah. Welcome to Telstra Secure Server. What do you want?
Congratulations, ma'am. It means you are successfully connected to our Telstra Secure Server. Actually, we have designed such a robotic machine which can help you to protect your information safe and secure. And also, you can activate a security as well. Now, our Telstra Secure Server will ask you what do you want. You can do one thing. You can type at the very bottom, I want to check my... Type at the very bottom, I want to check my... I want to check my...
I want to check
my and you told me that you do emails, right? You check your email sometimes.
Yes.
Let's start from your email. We are going to check your email, that your email is secure or not. So you need to type my email is secure.
A-M-I-L
is secure.
I want to check my email.
And after that, ma'am, you can press enter after that, okay? Once you are done, then you can press enter. And after pressing enter, what do you see after that, ma'am? Let me know.
This says three. I want to check my email is secure. It's not recognized as an internal or external command. Oh, God. All the words are sliding up again.
Oh, it is started scanning again?
Yes.
Lovely. It means, ma'am, it is checking. It means it is checking that your email is secure or not. And once the scan will get stopped, ma'am, you will get a status.
Does it mean that people from other countries can't email me?
Sorry?
Does that mean that people from other countries can't send me an email?
No, it doesn't mean like that. It means, ma'am, that our server is checking whether your email is secure or not, or whether your email...
Yes, because I have relatives in England, so I need to...
Okay. And if you see any changes in the black color window, let me know, okay? If you see any changes, because color is matter.
No, it's still black. Oh, red.
Oh, my God. Red color.
The words have changed to red.
And haven't you got any status, ma'am? Any status?
Three hackers are found into your email. Log on to activate firewall security.
Firewall security. All right. See, ma'am, I told you that the hacker is using your internet line. Now, our Telstra Secure Server is successfully checked that apart from you, three hackers are found in your email. It means, ma'am, somehow these three hackers, they have got your email ID and your email password, and they're trying to get into your email from the different computers, from the different locations, and they're trying to steal some important information from your email. Okay, no problem. Our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. So you can do one thing, ma'am. You can minimize this black window first of all. Click on the minus sign on the right hand side.
On the minus sign, yes.
And after that, ma'am, how you normally log in into your email, you can try to log in and check whether your email is working or not. How you normally check your email? How you normally check your email, try to log in.
Email, yes, down here, which is search Google, and just underneath there's a lot of little, this is my email, I'll just click on that.
Yeah, how you normally or generally?
Yes, that's how I do a blog there, or sometimes it's just email up at the right, so I'll check on like that.
Okay, try to open up your email and check whether your email is working or not working.
I think it's working. 10:30 a.m.
Your email is working. Try to scroll it up and scroll it down, check whether it is moving. Or try to maximize the page, ma'am. Check if it is maximizing. Do you know how to maximize or minimize the page?
Yes.
And could you please check, have you received any junk or any spam email? Any junk?
I'll tell you what did happen a couple of weeks ago. My daughter received what appeared to be an email from me, or a message. I think it was a message, I'm not sure. And saying, I'm at the supermarket, but I forgot to bring my card. Could you please send me $318? And I'll pay you when I get home. Well, this was 5 o'clock on a Sunday night, and she thought, well, I definitely would not be at the supermarket, and I carry all my cards in my handbag. So she just ignored it, but she told me the next day. And I said, no, it would have been someone trying to get money scammed from you. But, anyway, she did know not to do anything about it, but she made sure she told me.
That is the main reason, madam. We suggest our customer not to respond any kind of junk or any spam email, because that is a spam email. You know what, ma'am? If any person send you a spam or any junk email, simply ignore it or delete it. Don't try to respond it. If any point of time, if you respond any junk or any spam email, at the same time, that email will allow the hacker to get into your email and to send any email from by using your email address. So make sure, don't respond any kind of unnecessary email. You can do one thing, if your email is working, then you can close your email, please. Close your email.
Yes,
And after that, ma'am, you can open the black window, which you have minimized. Open the black color window at the very bottom. And type in the black window, I have checked my email. I have checked my email. And I want to activate.
Activate.
Firewall security. Firewall. Then you can press enter after that, ma'am. Once we're done, then you can press enter. And after pressing enter, what do you see after that, ma'am? Let me know.
It's all sliding up and down again. It's still in red.
It has started scanning. Lovely. It means, ma'am, it is activating a firewall security in order to block all the 3 hackers who have got the access of your email account. And once the scan will get stopped, again you will get a feedback, you will get a status. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter. Okay? And if you will get any status, ma'am, please do let me know. Okay?
I tried to get into my email from my tablet the other night while I was sitting on the couch, and it wouldn't accept my email.
It
wouldn't let me in.
Okay, because you know what, ma'am, sometimes what happens, like if you have an email account, sometimes what happens if apart from you, somebody was also active from your email, you are not able to log in into your email because on behalf of you, somebody is also like at the same time somebody is logging into your email from their device.
Right.
Might be, ma'am, at the same time you are trying to log in into that. That is the reason you are unable to log in into that.
It's changed to green. Back to green.
Oh, lovely. This is a very good sign, ma'am. And have you got any status, ma'am? Any feedback?
Firewall security is being installed into your email.
Congratulations, ma'am. It means right now firewall security is activating into your email. And once it will be successfully installed into your email, all of these three hackers will block from your email account. It means, ma'am, if in future, if the hacker wants to log in into your email from their computer from the different location, our firewall will block them. They are not able to log in into your email without your permission. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Congratulations, ma'am. At the moment,
yes,
your email is safe and secure. Apart from you, no one can get inside in your email.
And also, mm-hmm. I wanted to ask, are there clever people that can get through firewalls and all sorts of... Because I read a lot of books, a lot of crime mm-hmm. stories, and quite often they've got a person in the story mm-hmm. that can get through any firewall, anything.
No, no. If you are using... Let me tell you about the security things, ma'am. If you are using any security, that name is... Norton, AVG, Avast, McAfee, Kaspersky, or BT Blocker. If you're using Bull Blocker, if you're using this type of virus like security, that will protect your computer from the virus systems now. That is called antivirus. But right now, what we are doing, we are installing a firewall security. That firewall security will protect your computer from the hacker. If anybody is trying to get into your email, our firewall is blocked them. They're not able to log in into your email until unless you give the permission to them. All right?
Mm. I don't know why they would want to get into mine anyway. I've got nothing just to hide.
Might be, ma'am, they're using your email address for their things, ma'am.
For something else.
Yeah, and now apart from your email, ma'am, what do you want to check, which is very important for you? Again, you need to type, I want to check my. Again, you need to type, I want to check my.
Oh, this little flashing one down the bottom.
Yes, yes. Type again, I want to check my.
I want to check my bank statement.
Yeah, let me tell you, ma'am, if you want to check your banking, it is my humble request to you, while checking your banking, do not point out or do not give me any of your details over the phone.
I'm thinking I don't want to do that anymore. I'd rather just pop into the bank when I'm shopping.
You can check it, madam, whether it is working fine or not. You need to type, I want to check my, type over there. I want to check my online banking, because you do online banking, so you can mention over there.
Well, actually, I only check it. I don't do online. I just check it.
You
check to see what I'm spending.
You are checking the statement through online, right? So you need to type online banking. And by the way, ma'am, you do banking with one bank or more than one bank?
Just the one.
Yeah,
my husband and I did have a joint bank. It was only to do with when we sold a movie overseas, a PayPal thing. But because he died 6 years ago, so I cancelled his name. And I said I wanted to cancel the account, but for some reason they don't want to cancel it. They keep sending me a statement with only $4 in it. And I'm thinking I'm going to have to find out where they are and go in and cancel all that, because I don't want anyone trying to use it. So I don't know. But I'll check with my bank about that anyway and see what they told me to do.
Okay, you can type, I want to check my online banking is secure.
Mm-hmm.
Is secure.
Is.
And once you're done, then you can press enter after that, ma'am. Press enter, yeah. And after pressing enter, what do you see after that, ma'am? Let me know.
Oh, they're all sliding again. I'm checking.
It is checking. Lovely. Let it be checked, ma'am. Mm-hmm. It means somebody is starting checking that whether your online banking is secure or not, okay?
And it's green, ma'am.
Lovely. And once the scan will get stopped, ma'am, again you will get a status, you will get a feedback. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know because color is matter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, ma'am, the scan is going faster or it is going slowly?
It's fairly faster, I think. It's sort of, it's not staying still enough for me to look at the numbers.
Okay.
Oh, it's turned to red.
Oh my God.
That's not good.
And have you got any status, ma'am? Any feedback?
It says status. Hackers are found into your online banking links. Log in to activate Firewall Security.
Firewall Security again. And how many hackers are found, ma'am, this time?
Five.
Five hackers. Oh my God. I think, ma'am, you don't have firewall security into your system. That is the reason the hacker got the loophole. And from the loophole, three hackers is accessing your email. Now, this time, five hackers are found into your online banking links. It means, ma'am, whenever you are trying to go into your online banking just to check your statement, at the same time, the hacker got the access of your links and they are using your online banking website by using your links. Okay, no problem, ma'am. Now, our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. So you can do one thing. You can minimize this black window first of all. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And after that, ma'am, through which browser you use, ma'am, in order to login into your banking? You use Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge?
Yes, Google, yeah.
You don't need to use Google. You need to open your Microsoft Edge, ma'am. Microsoft Edge.
Oh yes,
Open your Microsoft Edge, ma'am. Open your Microsoft Edge browser.
Where is that?
Oh, where is that? At the very bottom.
Yeah, when I check my emails.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, it's gone all big. Never mind.
You can do one thing, ma'am. You need to type at the very bottom, left hand side. E for England.
Oh, now here we are. This is how I go in. I just checked it says NetBank. Click on that.
No, you don't need to use Google Chrome because right now it is not secured. You can close it, ma'am. Close it.
Okay.
And at the very bottom left hand side corner, where mm-hmm. you can type here to search, you can click on it.
Mm-hmm.
And type E for England.
A.
B for Delta.
B. Delta.
Yeah, now what are the options come up on your screen?
AD, is that all?
Yeah, and what are the options? Can you see there is an option with Microsoft?
AD, C Web Results, Education Perfect, Edge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. It's gone away now.
Oh, I think it is loading, ma'am. Let it be load. Once you will see any changes, ma'am, let me know, okay?
Well, nothing's happening.
I think, ma'am, your internet is working very, very slow, I think.
Oh, I think it's coming up.
Once you see any changes, ma'am, let me know, okay?
Another window has opened up.
Yeah, can you see the search option, ma'am?
It's got search the web.
Yes. Yeah,
and it's got all sorts of... It's got Microsoft...
Click on search. Search the web.
Search the web.
Yeah, and type your bank's name, whatever the bank you have. Don't tell me, do it from your side. Type your bank's name.
Oh.
Click on the box, ma'am. First of all, click on the search box. click on the search box at the very middle, and then type, click on the boxes, then type your bank's name.
Oh, yeah, there's my bank there. Oh, it's gone away again. Oh, damn it.
Type your bank's name, ma'am, in the search box.
Yeah, okay, if I can...
Have you done, ma'am?
Hang on, Doc.
Then press on enter after that, ma'am. Press enter.
Yeah.
Press enter after that.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, and after that, ma'am, you will get a option over there, your net bank. You can click on that, log on.
Net bank, log in, net bank.
Yeah, click on the second one, ma'am, second one.
The second one?
Yeah, and after clicking on the second one, you will go to the official website of your bank. And from there, now you can from there try to log in to your banking and check whether it is working from there or not.
Okay.
Normally. And make sure, ma'am, once you are done, let me know. Okay? And let me tell you, ma'am, when you put the password in the password box on the right hand side, you will see there is a little eye symbol. You can click on it and check from there whether it is what it is correct or not. Okay?
Yeah, just a minute.
Yes, first of all, put the password. And when you put the password, have a look on the right hand side corner of the box. You will see there is a little eye symbol. You can click on
yes.
The little eye symbol and check whether your password is correct or not. Yeah, eye symbol, click on it and check whether your password is correct or not. And
yes,
if it is correct, ma'am, then,
correct.
You can try to click on login, ma'am. Try to click on login and check whether it is working from there or not.
Okay.
And once you are logged in, ma'am, then do let me know, okay?
Yes, it is working.
It is working?
Yes.
I'll
go out. I don't
want to
check the numbers and everything.
Try to scroll it up and scroll it down. Check whether it is moving. Scroll it up and scroll it down. Check whether it is moving or not. It is working, ma'am?
Yes, it's working.
If it is working, ma'am, then you can close it and close your banking page because that is your personal thing.
It's working.
To your home screen, please.
Yes, it's on the home screen.
And you can open the black window, which you have already minimized. Open the black color window.
Now let's see, where is it, the black window? Oh, I think it's gone.
It's gone? Did you close
yeah.
that black window?
Yeah, I must have done.
Oh, I told you that you have to, minimize, don't close. Okay, no problem. You can do one thing on the left hand side bottom corner where you can see type here to search.
Yes.
Click on it.
Yes. I've done that.
Type in here C for Sally.
C.
M for mother.
M.
D for delta.
D for delta.
Yeah. Then press enter after that, ma'am. Then you will get a black window. Press enter.
Yes, okay, there it is. There's the black window.
You got the black window. You can do one thing. You can type in the black window, C for Charlie.
Where's the C? C.
Yeah, M for mother.
M.
D for delta.
Mm-hmm.
No, not CMD. Sorry for that. My mistake. CD dot dot. CD dot dot. CD.
I'll delete. You want me to delete it?
Yeah, delete it, ma'am, and type again CD dot dot.
Oh, C.
Yeah, then D for delta.
CD.
Yeah. Then two dots, ma'am, dot dot.
Dot dot.
Yeah, after that, it will drop you down. You can type again CD dot dot.
CD dot dot.
Yeah, and after that, ask you to drop it on again. You know, you can type over there. By the way, ma'am, if you don't mind, can I ask you how far is your bank is from you? How far is it?
It's about 5 minutes in the car.
5 minutes by drive. Okay,
yes, it's
Tweed City. Oh, Tweed City, all right. So then you can do one thing. You can type over there, I have checked my online banking links. Banking links, LINKS links.
LINKS.
Yeah, and I want to activate. After that number, let me know.
Oh, what? The words have gone white now.
Okay. You mean it has started?
And that's gliding. They're racing up and down the screen. Up the screen.
Okay, all right. It means, ma'am, it is activating a firewall in order to block all the 5 hackers from your online banking who are found inside it. And once the scan will get stopped, ma'am, again you will get a status, you will get a feedback. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay? Still scanning, ma'am?
Yes, it stopped for a second and kicked down.
Okay. Once you will see any changes, ma'am, let me know, okay?
There's no changes. Oh, it's green now.
It means, ma'am, it's activating. And have you got any status, ma'am?
Please wait while sir is checking some security.
Well, congratulations, ma'am. It means our server has successfully verified you that you are the main person who is using your account. But apart from you, some of the hackers are also found inside it. Now, our server is going to check your security, which was getting stopped by the hacker. Our server is going to check some security, and they are trying to start all the security. So you can do one thing. You can minimize this black window, ma'am. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Yes, on the little light there, minus. That one there.
Yes, it's
down on the bottom now. Yeah.
And after that, you can do one thing, ma'am. You can open the any desk, ma'am, red and white color at the very bottom, any desk.
The red and white?
At the very bottom, you will see there is an any desk.
Oh, yes. Oh, I didn't notice that. There's two of them, actually.
First one. Open the first one, ma'am.
Yes, okay.
And when you open it, ma'am, have a look on the left-hand side top, ma'am. Left-hand side top, can you see settings and security?
Settings and security.
Yeah, above to that, you will see new session. Above to that, you will see new session.
Oh, hang on. I can't see that.
On the left-hand side top.
Yeah. It's got settings.
Yeah, above 2 seconds, ma'am. Above 2 seconds.
Oh, yes, news, yes. Tony writing at the top.
Yes, yes. Click on new session, ma'am. Click on new session.
Hang on.
Click on new session, all right?
Oh, hang on. Oh, God. Where's the blue cursor gone? Oh, yeah. Okay.
You click on new session, and when you click on new session, you will get some boxes like what's new in AnyDex, install AnyDex Discovery. You can click on install. Click on install.
Install.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And when you click on install, you will get an installation window. Can you see that?
Oh, it's not coming up.
First
install.
Of all, click on install. Click on install.
Maybe if I go down to this one. Oh, yes, there you go. Installation.
Yeah, you will get an optional there, accept and install at the very bottom. Click on accept and install. Click on it. And after clicking on it, ma'am, what's come up on your screen?
My cursor keeps disappearing. Oh, there it is.
Do it slowly, slowly.
And it's got, do you want to allow this app to make changes to your device?
Click on yes. Click on yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Click on yes.
Okay.
And after that, what do you see, ma'am?
Well, it's a window came up, but now it's gone back to the screen again, the opening screen.
Okay.
Oh, another little window, a big window has come up called Welcome to Any Desk, and it's welcome, and it's got log in your brand new Any Desk under user account and discover. Oh. And then there's some writing and it says, would you like to install this device?
Yeah, click on install. Click on install.
Install. Okay. Install. Well, there's nothing happening.
Okay, all right. Now, what do you see now? If you see any changes, ma'am, let me know.
Yeah, nothing's happening. It's just got logging to your brand new AnyDesk user account and just version 7.1.
Okay. Apart from that, ma'am?
No, nothing else. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, it says security warning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got two little...
I'm aware, I trust
words down, like one says accept and one says dismiss.
Yeah, above to that you will see, can you see there is an option that I'm aware of this list, above to that.
Any desk, Telstra.
Yeah, below that can you see, I'm aware of this list.
I am aware of, hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all changing, everything's going away. Coming
up and down like installing. Okay, all right. You can do one thing, ma'am. You can minimize this AnyDex, ma'am. Minimize this AnyDex.
Okay.
Minimize it.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, on the left-hand side bottom corner, you can type. What do you see on your screen now?
It's got the welcome to AnyDex.
Minimize it, ma'am. Minimize this one as well.
Oh, yes, down to the, Where is it? It's gone.
Yeah, on the left-hand side, ma'am, where you can see type here to search, you can click on it. And type in there, key for Tango.
A
for Alpha.
A.
S for Sugar.
S.
And K for Kilo.
Okay.
Yeah, and after that, what come up on your screen, ma'am?
It's come up and it's gone away. Hang on, something else is coming up. It's got Task Manager.
Task Manager, right.
Yes, and it's got any bank, any desk, Google, Task Manager, Windows, Command Processor.
Yes, at the very top, ma'am, you will see, like, performance. Click on performance, ma'am. Click on performance, left-hand side top.
Performance, okay. Yes.
Check the graph is moving.
Yes, the graph is moving.
Okay, it is moving faster or is it still moving slowly, slowly?
It's very slow.
Still slow? Check this time, ma'am, if it is moving faster this time.
Yes, a bit faster.
Faster than before. Okay, alright. I think the security which I was trying to activate is working from faster from my side, but not from your side. Okay, no problem. Let me make a report, alright? Hold on, ma'am. Let me make a report. Hmm? I do believe that, ma'am, your landline number, which I'm speaking to you, that is 0755 233228.
Mm-hmm.
And your mobile number, ma'am?
Sorry?
Your mobile number?
My mobile is 047-606-4851.
047-606-4851, right?
Yes, that's my mobile, yes.
Yes, and I'm speaking to, you are Mrs. Gray, right?
Yes, Gwendolyn Gray.
How do you spell your full name?
G-W-E-N-D-O-L-E-N-E, Gwendolyn.
G-R-A-Y. Ma'am,
G-W-E-N-D-O-L-E-N-E, J. Gray.
J-A-Y, right?
G-R-A-Y, yes.
No, Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn.
Yeah, and your middle name?
June, J-U-N-E. I don't like giving out my full name over the phone. I really don't, to people I don't know.
Okay, all right. You're one of our registered customers, ma'am. You're using our services for a very, very long time, right?
Yes. Yes, when we were living in Tassie and in Victoria, mm-hmm. And now up here.
Right, and you're in Queensland, right?
So I'm in New South Wales, fairly close to the Queensland border. So we've got the same.
I can see your address is 9 Narara Crescent, Banora Point, New South Wales, right?
Number 6.
Number 6.
Number 6.
Number 6/
9-11 Narara Crescent, and it's a gated community called Centenary Walk.
Okay, all right. And your suburb is Banora Point, New South Wales, right?
Banora Point, New South Wales.
And
4286.
Yes, right. 4286.
42486. Oh, God. Now I'm confused.
2486, Sam, I can see.
Yeah,
2486. Right. I can see my system, ma'am. The security which I was trying to activate, it is activating slowly from your side. Let me make a report, all right? And also, I have a good news for you, ma'am. I have sent all this report to our HR department, and right now I got an email from NCA. Have you heard anything about NCA, ma'am?
No.
NCA means National Crime Authority. Actually, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
From last couple of days, our team, National Crime Authority, they was trying to trace those hackers who is using your internet line. Now, I got an email from them that we are successfully to trace him, and also we got the picture of the hacker as well. So, shortly, ma'am, what I will do, I'm going to show you the picture of the hacker. You need to recognize him, whether you know him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because
oh,
the hacker could be anyone. Right.
Yes.
And, but
so where is he from? Where is he from?
I don't know where he's from, ma'am. Once I will get the confirmation from NCA department, then definitely I will let you know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But before I show you the picture, could you please confirm your date of birth, ma'am?
I hope you're not a hacker.
Yes.
23rd of August.
19?
Oh, crikey. 1937.
Hey, I thought you are in your 40s or 50s. You sound extremely young.
I'm in my 80s.
Oh, God bless you, ma'am. You sound extremely young.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, I have got an email, ma'am. We got the confirmation from NCA department that we found the hacker picture. Now, what I will do, ma'am, quickly, I'm going to show you the picture of the hacker. You need to recognize him, whether you know him or not, okay?
Yes, okay.
So, you can do one thing, ma'am. You can minimize this Ethernet graph from your computer. Minimize it.
Minimize it, yes.
And you can open your Google Chrome. Open up your Google Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, what do you see?
Oh, it's just any desk account.
Oh, close it, ma'am. Close this and reopen your Google. Close it and reopen the Google.
Okay. Where are we?
Reopen your Google.
Yes.
And type in there. Type in the
Google. Wait a minute. Oh, yes.
Okay. Type in the Google, G for golf.
Oh, hang on. What kind of... What is it? G?
Yeah, G for golf.
G?
E for England.
A?
E for England again.
Yes.
K for kilo.
K.
T for tango.
T.
Y for Yankee.
Y.
P for Pedo.
P. No. Yes. What did you say?
P. P for Peter. P for Pedo.
Oh, P. Oh, my brother, Peter. Yes.
All right. And then E for England.
E for England.
And R for Romeo.
Romeo.
Yes, it'll be Geek Typer, okay? Now, from your keyboard.
Geek Typer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then press enter and let me know what are the options come up.
Okay.
What come up, ma'am?
It's another big window of stuff.
Yeah, geektyper.com. You can click on the first one, ma'am. Geektyper.com, hacking simulator. And after clicking on it, have a look on your right-hand side, ma'am. On you will see there is a warning. You can click on OK, let me in. Click on OK, let me in.
Okay, let me in.
Yeah, and after that, ma'am, have a look on the right-hand side, ma'am. On the right-hand side, you will see there is a 9 boxes.
Oh, it hasn't come up yet.
Well, first of all, click on OK, let me in.
Okay, let me in.
And after clicking on it,
it's a whole lot of
boxes. Yeah, you will see there is 9 boxes. You need to give a click on the SCP box, ma'am. SCP.
SCP, whereabouts is that?
Fifth. It should be like 5th or 6th box, ma'am. 5th or 6th. SCP.
Yes. Click on that one.
SCP, right.
And okay.
When you click on it, have a look on your right hand side. You will see there is a 5 green color folders.
Yes, there's a whole, green folders.
Yeah, you need to give a click on the last folder, which is called All Script.
Yes, okay.
And after clicking on All Script, what come up on your screen?
Well, there's another box with a whole lot of folders, and there's free browser extension.
Oh, that is the advertisement. You can close the advertisement first. Click on the little cross where you can see free browser extension.
Okay.
After you need to close the advertisement, all right?
Sorry?
Close the advertisement, ma'am, where you can see free browser extension. In that box, you will see there is a little cross on the right hand side. Click on the cross.
On the cross.
Yeah, click on the cross, and then you will get an option with not in stop seeing this ad. Click on stop seeing this ad. Then click on not interested. Click on not interested in this ad.
Not interested. Okay.
And after that, click on all script, the last folder, all script.
And it hasn't come up yet. The last folder.
Yeah, last folder, all script. Then you will get so many folders. You need to give a click on the second line, second folder, which is called Query DB. Second line, second folder, Query DB.
Okay.
And when you click on it now, what's come up on your screen?
Another folder.
Can you see there is a picture of a man?
Yeah, it's just there for a second. There.
Yeah, do you know this man personally or physically? Do you know him?
No, I've never seen him before.
Try to remember. What? Might be sometimes he was roaming outside your house just to connect to the internet to get inside your computer. Might be he used to work with you in your office. He looks like a Russian guy.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. thing, if I saw him again, I'd know.
Oh my God, sometimes he was stop his car.
So where that would he be from?
I don't know where he's from, madam. I just now I have got an email from NCI department. We got the picture, but our team NCI department is trying to catch, like press him, and he's they are trying to catch this man, ma'am.
All right,
because you know what, ma'am, this hacker is not disturbing you. Like this hackers are found into our customer lines, ma'am. And let me tell you, ma'am, this is the man. This is the hacker who is using your internet line from the different locations. He is trying to do through the internet, he is trying to get inside in your computer, and whatever the online activities you do over the internet, like email, shopping, Facebook banking, or whatever the documentaries, photos, videos you have saved in your computer, this man, this hacker is trying to hack all your personal data and personal information out. Yes, and you know
that must be how he got into my was able to send an email to my daughter asking for money.
Might be, ma'am. Might be. I told you, madam, this hacker is found inside it. And you know, the hackers are very smart. They're using a very highly advanced technology just to get the access of our customer information, madam. All right.
Okay.
So we found this hacker. He looks like a Russian, but I don't know where he's from. All right. Might be using his fake name or fake identity just to hide his real identity. So you don't need to worry about it, ma'am. Right now, what I have to do,
Nikolai. It sounds like a Russian name, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. He looks like a Russian also.
Yes.
And let me tell you, if you don't know him, what I will do, I'm going to send an email to NCI department that you don't know this man. Okay,
no, I don't know him. No.
Okay, you can do one thing, ma'am. If you don't know him, then you can close this page and come back to your home screen. So
okay. Yeah, and the other green one?
Close it, ma'am. Close it completely and come to your home screen.
Oh, okay.
And
yes,
after
okay.
That, open the white window which you have minimized, ma'am. Open the white window at the very bottom.
It's almost stopped moving, but it's just started to move again. It was a whole lot of little ones down the bottom.
Yeah, at the very top, ma'am, you will see some tabs like processes, performance, app history, users, services. You can click on services.
Services.
At the very top.
Oh, yes, services.
And when you click on services, you will get some columns like name, PID, description, status. You need to check the status, ma'am. Some of them.
First two are stopped. And then running. Stopped. Some are running and stopped.
Still some of them are stopped. Okay, all right, no problem, ma'am. It means it is starting one by one. You can do one thing, click on performance, ma'am. Click on performance.
Oh, performance.
And check the graph is moving.
Yes, it's moving.
Is it still moving fast, slowly or faster?
I would say slow. Yeah.
Check the
sign. Must be a whole lot of rubbish in there they're looking for.
Check the sign.
A little bit faster.
It is moving faster. Now,
the numbers are changing.
What is the maximum number? Can you see now?
Oh, 500, and then drop back down. 86.
Okay, it is moving faster. It means okay. Let me tell you, ma'am. By the help of this Ethernet graph, what we are trying to do, we are activating the three different level of the security. The first level of the security, which can help you to protect your IP address from the hacker. And the second level of the security, which can help you to protect your computer from the hacker. And the third level of the security, which can help you to protect your entire system. Entire system means, ma'am, your router, your mobile phone, your television, your tablet, whatever the device you have. Because you know what, ma'am, we don't want to take any more risk. That is the reason we are going to provide you a complete security so that no one is going to able to connect your Wi-Fi or to connect your internet. And also, ma'am, I can see in my system you're not getting a proper speed from our side. So also, we are boosting up the speed of your internet. We are going to boost up the speed of your internet so that in future, if you will use your internet line, your internet will work like a rocket.
Okay.
And also, ma'am, I can see in my system there is more than 5,000 hacking links are running inside it. So we are deleting all those hacking links which allow to hacker to get into your computer. All right? So you can do one thing, ma'am. Till the time you can leave your computer as it is. I'm still working. You can leave it. I'm still working. All right?
Yes.
All right. Just hold on, ma'am. Let me make a report, complete report.
What does this disease mean for devils? And do you think it is simply inevitable that it will eventually impact the entire state's population?
This disease has had an extraordinary
effect. You know what, ma'am? Like right now, I'm activating a security one by one. And I can see I got an email from our NCI department, from one of our senior officers of NCA, who sent an email to me and who sent the picture of the hacker to me. I already informed him that you don't know that man, the hacker, but one of our senior officer wants to talk to you. From NCA, they are the higher authority of our country. Nowadays, NCA department is taking care of cyber crime in our country. Right, and for your kind information, ma'am, since last couple of months, they already got 180 hackers. They have got 180
hackers. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, from our country,
terrible.
Outside the country.
So
by the help of our team, NCA, we already got 180 hackers. And I hope so, and I believe, ma'am, we are going to catch this man, this hacker as well, so that he is not going to do this type of crime things. Sure.
Well, that'll be good. That'll be good.
Yes. So we are trying our level best, ma'am. All right.
Yes.
You know what, ma'am? What the hacker thinks that they are very smart, but they don't know.
Yes.
Yes. The multinational company and we work under government and NCA department is also working with us. They don't know about these things.
Still learning slow.
Yeah, it is deleting all the hacking files, ma'am, which the hacker has downloaded. Why the hackers downloaded some hacking links, ma'am, so that by the help of that hacking link, they can use easily your internet, ma'am.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
so you can leave everything as it is, ma'am. Still, we are working. And what I will do, ma'am, I got an email from our NCA department, from NCA. One of our senior officer, he wants to talk to you right away, right now. So for now, what I will do, ma'am, I'm just going to make this call connect to NCA department, to National Crime Authority, to offer one of our officer to Mr. John Williams. His name is Mr. John Williams.
John Williams, yes.
Yeah, and after that, he will let you know what you have. Might be he's going to ask you any query about hacker, like you know that man, or have you ever shared any of your details to anybody. This type of query, you need to answer them, all right? And,
yes.
So for now, ma'am, you can leave everything as it is because still we are working. Now you can stay on the line. I'm going to transfer this call to NCA department, okay? So thank you very much, Mrs. Gray, for giving me your precious time. Now you can stay on the line. I'm going to transfer this call.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mrs. Gray. Thank you. Stay on the line, please. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, madam. A very good afternoon. This is John Williams, and I work for the NCA National Crime Authority. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Sounds lovely. I do believe you was speaking to one of my colleagues, am I right?
Yes, a technician.
Yeah, correct. And did he explain you the reason of this call?
Yes, you said you wanted to ask some questions and ask, well, whatever.
No, did he show you all the problems?
He showed me a photograph. Yes,
okay,
he showed me a photograph and, and he said that there was, it sort of helped me fix up the...
Yeah, we already started the security work. We are providing you a C-level of the security. The first level of the security is going to protect your internet line. And the second level of the security is going to protect your devices, computer, iPad, mobile, everything. And the third level of the security is going to protect your modem. Okay?
Okay.
So he's shown you the picture of the hacker, but you didn't
know
that.
Yes, he showed me. Yes, right? I've never seen him, but I think I would recognize that face if I saw it again.
Okay, all right. Now let me tell you once again what is happening and why we are providing you a security, because we have found some online hacker. They got the access of your internet IP address. I do believe you know the meaning of IP address, right?
IP?
No, IP. Stands for Internet Protocol Number, okay?
Oh, yes.
And through the internet IP address, they are accessing your internet line from the different locations, okay? And just because they got the access of your internet and your device is connected with the internet, so what they are trying to do, through the internet, they are trying to sneak inside your computer, iPad, mobile phone, whatever it is connected, they are trying to sneak inside it. And whatever online activities you are doing over the internet, like email, Facebook, shopping, banking, they are trying to have all your personal information and your personal data, okay? And if they will misuse any of your details for any illegal activities, then you might face some legal problem in future. Am I right? Because this internet line is registered under your name. Am I right?
Yes. My name, yes.
Yeah, this is why we are providing you a firewall so that the hacker will be removed from there and your email, shopping, banking, everything will be safe and secure. And apart from you, no one else can use your internet from anywhere. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't know that man personally, right?
No, I don't know him personally, and I've not seen him here in the area.
Okay, you have not seen him outside your house, right?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen any workman that looks like that or that around the area.
And have you ever noticed, like, sometimes outside your house, any unknown car park is our car, unknown car parked outside your car, and somebody was inside it?
I live in a gated community, so no one can park outside my house unless they both to get inside the gate, unless someone else lets them in.
Okay.
Yeah, but outside, no, I haven't seen anyone sitting outside on the street.
All right, okay, no issue. Now, the thing is that, ma'am, okay, actually we have found total 5 hackers inside your computer, inside your banking, and inside your internet line. Total 5 hackers. I have shown you only one picture of the hacker, and he is the boss of all the hackers, okay?
Yes.
All these hackers are working together. They all are our partner, okay? And mostly they are trying to hack your email account, your shopping account, and your online banking. Are you aware of that?
Well, I wasn't aware of it, but I am now, what you've told me, what I've been told.
And do you have any idea what exactly they are trying to do with your online banking?
Probably get information from my relatives, probably. I don't know.
No, absolutely not, ma'am. Okay, actually, they are using your online banking for money laundering. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yes. Probably to get into my bank for money.
Actually, ma'am, first of all, let me tell you, these hackers are very smart. They are not trying to take out your hard-earned money, okay? Because if they try to do so, then you will get to know something is wrong with your account and your money is missing. Am I right?
Yes, I get a pension, so if I see anything that's not right, I'm only about 5 minutes away from the bank by car, so I just go into the bank and let them tell me if everything's okay.
All right, okay. Do you have any idea what is money laundering is?
Money laundering. It's sort of stolen money, isn't it? stolen money, and they do something with it, so that I'm not real sure. I sort of know, but I don't know how to explain it.
Let me make you understand. Actually, according to our government law, money laundering is illegal. It is a crime in our country.
Oh, yes, okay? I know it's a crime and illegal.
What they are trying to do, actually, these hackers got the access of your online banking. So what they are trying to do, they are laundering some black money into your account. Black money means like a drug money and prostitution's money, okay?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they are putting some black money into your account, and by the help of your account, they are converting all that black money into white money. Then after that, they are transferring that money into their account. This is called money laundering. They are not paying taxes to our government, okay?
Okay, yes.
And I believe, ma'am, you have not seen any unknown transaction in your banking statement. Am I right?
No, that's right. I haven't seen any that I don't know about.
Yes.
The only thing...
Uh-huh, go on.
Oh, I did tell the other man about one situation that happened a couple of weeks ago to do with my daughter. She received what appeared to be a message from me asking for money, saying that I'd gone to the supermarket without my card that I use for shopping, and with the wrong card, they said, and could she put money send me money into, she goes, they gave an account number, which wasn't mine, and I will pay you when I get home, that's what they said. But anyway, it was 5 o'clock on a Sunday night. She knew very well that I always carry my cards in my handbag, and I would not be going to the supermarket at 5 o'clock on a Sunday. So she just ignored it, but rang me and told me about it the next day. So I said to her, no, that would certainly be somebody trying to get money from you. It'd be a hacker.
That means the hacker got your contact details, okay, and they are trying to contact them by using your name and asking for the money, okay?
Yes.
Yes,
and of course, giving out a bank account. My family don't know my bank account number, so
yeah,
my daughter would not have known.
Yeah, we need to secure everything, and we need to remove the hacker from there so that they won't misuse your details for any illegal activities, madam, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I do get phone numbers sometimes wanting to do surveys and things like that, but I just hang up. I've had several phone calls from a person saying they're from Amazon,
uh-huh,
and they're going to reconnect my account and remove $199 from my bank.
Yeah, that is a scam call, madam. Okay, if you will do not entertain them. Okay.
No. And the other one that I had a few times, the other one was a parcel,
mm-hmm,
waiting at the. Something to do with a parcel. It was a while ago, a few years ago, but I didn't understand all that, so I just deleted it anyway because I didn't have any parcels coming. So, but I have heard other people saying about parcels, so that must be another hacking thing. I don't know how they get money from that, from parcels.
No, like suppose they are sending you a text, you are going to receive a parcel which you have ordered but you didn't order, and the delivery man will come. And he will tell you to keep this parcel, you have ordered it, and pay the cash. And if you will tell him, no, I didn't order this, I don't want to take this, this is not my order. So what he will ask for you, he will ask you that, okay, in order to cancel this order, you need to give me an OTP number in your which we are going to send you in your mobile. And once you give that OTP to him, they will hack your mobile phone or banking, anything, okay?
No, I won't do. I would not give anybody any information at all. In fact, the man I was just speaking to, one of your people at work there, I told him I didn't like giving out my information over the phone, but...
Absolutely, right, ma'am. We also suggest our customer not to do so, but you don't need to worry. We are National Crime Authority.
Yes.
We work for the government. You are in a safe hand, okay?
Yes, I also don't buy things over the phone. I do not buy things online.
All right, okay, not an issue. That's great. Okay, I was explaining to you about money laundering. Okay.
Yes, yes, money laundering. They put money into a bank account and...
You told me you have not seen any unknown transaction in your banking statement.
No, I haven't. So, I haven't seen anything. And sometimes I ask the bank, when I go into the bank, I go and see them rather than looking online, you know.
Okay, that's great, ma'am. Now, listen, think logically. If they are doing a transaction with your account, then why it is not showing in your banking statement?
No, they're not. They wouldn't be doing anything because it would be in my statement anyway, wouldn't it?
Ma'am, as I told you, they are doing a transaction for money laundering. They are putting a black money into your account, and by the help of your account, they are converting all that black money into white money. Then after that, without your knowledge and without your permission, they are taking that money, they are transferring that money directly from your bank account to their account. This is how they are converting the black money into white money and then transferring the money into their account.
Well, I've checked my statement on my computer, but there's no unusual transactions.
This is what I'm asking you. Do you have any idea why it is not showing in your statement?
Well, why wouldn't it be showing?
You don't have any idea, right?
No.
Let me explain.
I'll have to go into the bank and find out.
No, don't go there. Let me explain to you, okay? I believe you know very well. Because of the COVID-19 and lockdown, most of the bank employees was working from home that time. You remember?
Yes.
And still some of the employees are working from home. So what happened with you, actually, one of your bank employees sold your banking information to the hacker. And this is how the hacker got all your banking details.
Oh, God.
And whatever the transaction the hackers are doing with your account for money laundering, your bank employee is not updating those transactions in your banking statement. That's the reason you won't be able to see any unknown transaction over there. Okay?
But they would know that they... Would the bank know that this, they're coming in, these transactions?
Yes, absolutely. They know everything, but if they are not, the bank employee who is working for the hacker, he or she is not appearing, or he is not updating, or she is not updating those transactions in your banking statement. And in order to help the hacker, your bank employee is getting a huge amount of money from the hacker. Okay?
Okay.
How we got to know about...
What am I going to do?
You just listen, ma'am. I will tell you what you have to do, okay? Why, just let me check. Hold on. How we got to know about this, that the bank employees are involved in this, because you are not the only one who is the victim of this problem. In your locality, more than 2,000 customers, and in our country, total more than 400,000 customers are become a victim of same problem, okay? And we are calling each and everyone and providing them a security. And from last couple of months, by the help of our team, National Crime Authority, we already caught near about 180 hackers. Right now, all of them are behind the bars. And out of 180, 30 was bank employees. Some employees work for Westpac, some work for Commonwealth, some work for Bendigo, some work for St. George. So many bank employees are doing this, ma'am. Not only your bank employee. But you don't need to worry. We already provided you a firewall, and everything will be safe and secure. Okay?
So are you able to know what sort of money they've put into, how much they've put into my account?
Actually, from last 3 weeks, they are using your account for money laundering. And in last 3 weeks, ma'am, okay, they have done total 30 transactions. And each transaction they have done, okay, of $15,000 to $25,000. Okay?
Oh, God. So how would I not know? How can they hide it?
Yeah, as I told you, your bank employee, okay, he worked for the Commonwealth, okay, and your bank employee is not updating those transactions in your banking statement. That's the reason it is not showing over there, whatever the transaction they are doing.
Would they have used my name to open another account?
Not another account. They are using your same account, madam.
I'll have to go into the bank and...
Ma'am, you don't have to disclose anything in the bank in your branch. Otherwise, I won't be able to catch the hacker. I won't be able to find
the bank employee. Well, could you please catch him quick?
Yeah, I will let you know what you have to do for us, because you are the victim of the hacker. So without your help and support, I won't be able to find them where exactly they are located. Okay? I need your help and I need your cooperation for that. Okay?
Depends what you want me to do.
Yeah, I believe, ma'am, you are a responsible citizen of our country, and definitely you will help us, right?
I will help you if it's not going to, be dangerous for me.
No, absolutely not. No issue. Don't worry, okay? You do one thing, ma'am. Open your email. We already updated the security. I'm giving you your email security number. Open your email now, please.
Oh, gosh. I hope you're not a hacker.
Think logically, if I had been a hacker, then I don't need your permission to get inside a computer. Any point of time, I can get inside it and I can do whatever I want. I work for the government, madam, National Crime Authority. We are the cyber cops. So what do you see on your screen now?
I'm just opening it up. Oh, dear. I'm trying to...
Take your time and do it slowly. I know your internet speed is working very, very slow. You are not getting the proper speed. And after
that, it's come up very quickly. I'm trying to... Oh, I don't know what's going on. I can't bring up my email.
Okay, do it slowly, madam. Do it slowly. According to me, most of the major services of the internet are got corrupted, and just because of that, you are not getting a proper speed. And once our firewall security will get completed, your internet speed will boost up automatically. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Why isn't it coming up?
Try to, how you normally open your email, just follow the same
procedure. Well, I just click on Google, and it... Or maybe if I go over to this one over here, it should be, where's my bank? Oh, I can't see it. No, that's not working. I can't find my bank thing.
Ma'am, you don't have to open your bank, okay? You just log in into your email.
Well, I'm trying to log into my email, but that's what I do it the same way.
Okay, close it and reopen it once again. Close it.
And close it. And I'll just minimize this one here. It's in the way. I'll just see how. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm no good at this damn thing. Where am I? I can't find the cursor. It's disappeared.
Maybe
your battery.
You are panicking. Don't panic. Okay?
Yes, I'm panicking.
Your cursor is not gone anywhere. It is already there. Okay, do it slowly, please.
Okay. Oh, and here, email.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, email. No, email. There we go. Right. Yes, I've got my email open.
Okay, that's great. Now grab a fresh piece of paper and a pen.
Yep.
Now we already removed the hacker from your email, okay, by providing you a firewall in it. Now only you can access your email. Apart from you, no one can else get inside your email account. Okay, your email is secure now. So
mm-hmm.
Right now, could you please turn down the volume of your television?
Sorry. The television?
Turn down the volume.
Yeah, hang on. God, it's getting late. I'm supposed to be doing the dinner.
Dinner or lunch?
Oh, I don't even... Oh, no. That's Tom Gleason. He's on in the daytime as well as in the evening. Yeah, okay, all right. Go.
All right, okay. Now write down your email security number.
My email security number?
Yeah, I'm telling you, we have updated the security, so write down your email security number, 7410.
Oh, 7410.
Yeah, this is your email security number. We already updated the security into your email. Now your email is secure. Only you can access your email. And all the hackers who have got the access of your email, they are blocked on there. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, congratulations.
Yes.
Your email
What's
is
this
secure.
One down here? This one email down here. It's got stand for your chance to win $5,000 in gift card. Oh, I don't know anything about that. I won't.
Don't, ma'am, I told you this is a spam.
That, I won't open it.
Yeah, don't open it. Delete it simply, okay? Like all these are a spam email.
Yes, I'll just delete it. Okay.
When you open this email, there inside the email, there will be a link, okay? And once you click on that link, your information will get compromised with the hacker.
So will that number be there every time I open it?
Which number?
You gave me that number, 7410.
No, that is the hidden security which we have updated, okay?
Oh, okay. I don't have to remember that, do I?
No, you need to write it down. Sometime it will ask you, okay? Sometime when you open your email,
okay.
It will ask you.
Okay? Oh, okay. Or security number.
Yeah, that's why I have given you so that you can remember, okay?
Oh, okay. All right. I'll have to make sure I can put some. Go on.
Yeah, we already secured your email, okay? Now take a new tab and log in into your online banking.
Oh, okay. Where is this? I really hope that you're not a hacker. Yeah, you already told me, don't worry.
Don't worry, this call is being recorded for quality and training purpose, and we have to submit this call to the government.
But a hacker could tell me that and expect me to believe it.
I told you, madam, if I had been a hacker, then I don't need your permission to get inside a computer.
Yes,
why
okay.
I'm wasting my time, my
internet banking.
My money. Yes.
Okay, yes, I've got that up.
You need to log in, madam.
Yeah, hang on. I got to put my number in.
Okay. Okay, that's the next one.
Password.
Have you done?
Yes, I've got in there now. I'm just having a look. See if, if I've got any. Right. So that's that one. I've spent that. I've spent that and that. I've only got in Netflix and Stan. That's best and less. And that's.
Ma'am, I told you, you will not see any unknown transaction over there because your bank employee is not up.
Yes.
So it is looking like everything is okay, everything is fine, your balance is okay, right? But actually, they are using it for money laundering.
Oh my God.
Okay? You do one thing for your security, okay? Write down your available balance in a piece of paper. Your available balance in a piece of paper. Write down your balance in a piece of paper.
Okay. It changes because I go to the supermarket, see?
Ma'am, right now, whatever it is showing you, write down in a piece of paper.
Have you written that down.
Now, write down your online banking security number.
Okay.